Let us now continue our journey with Ashtavakra Gita further. Chapter 11, Stillness. All things arise, suffer, change and pass away. This is their nature. When you know this, nothing perturbs you. Nothing hurts you. You become still. It is easy. God made all things. There is only God. When you know this, desire melts away. Clinging to nothing, you become still. Sooner or later, fortune or misfortune may befall you. When you know this, you desire nothing. You grieve for nothing. Subduing the senses, you are happy. Whatever you do brings joy or sorrow, life or death. When you know this, you may act freely without attachment. For what is there to accomplish? All sorrows comes from fear, from nothing else. When you know this, you become free of it and desire melts away. You become happy and still. I am not the body, nor is the body mine. I am awareness itself. When you know this, you have no thought for what you have done or left undone. You become one, perfect and indivisible. I am in all things from Brahma to a blade of grass. When you know this, you have no thought for success or failure or the mind's inconstancy. You are pure. You are still. The world with all its wonders is nothing. When you know this, desire melts away. For you are awareness itself. When you know this in your heart, there is nothing. You are still. Chapter 12, Fulfillment. First, I gave up action, then idle words, and lastly, thought itself. Now I am here. Ridding my mind of distraction, single-pointed, I shut out sound and all the senses, and I am here. Meditation is needed only when the mind is distracted by false imagining. Knowing this, I am here. Without joy or sorrow, grasping nothing, spurning nothing, O Master, I am here. What do I care if I observe or neglect the four stages of life? Meditation, controlling the mind, these are mere distractions. Now I am here. Doing or not doing, both come from not knowing. Knowing this fully, I am here. Thinking of what is beyond thinking is still thinking. I gave up thinking and I am here. Whoever fulfills this, fulfills his own nature and is indeed fulfilled. Here let me repeat certain verses that are very, very profound. Doing or not doing, both come from not knowing. Knowing this fully, I am here. Thinking of what is beyond thinking is still thinking. I gave up thinking and I am here. These are very subtle points, but I hope you are getting this. And this is very, very beautiful. Chapter 13, Happiness. Even if you have nothing, it is hard to find that contentment which comes from renunciation. I accept nothing, I reject nothing, and I am happy. The body trembles, the tongue falters, the mind is weary. Forsaking them all, I pursue my purpose happily. Knowing I do nothing, I do whatever comes my way, and I am happy. Bound to this body, the seeker insists on striving or on sitting still. But I no longer suppose the body is mine or is not mine, and I am happy. Sleeping, sitting, walking, nothing good or bad befalls me. I sleep, I sit, I walk, and I am happy. Struggling or at rest, nothing is won or lost. I have forsaken the joy of winning and the sorrow of losing, and I am happy. For pleasures come and go. How often I have watched their inconstancy. But I have forsaken good and bad, and now I am happy. Through these verses, Ashtavakra is describing the nature of happiness. And it is very simple. Detach yourself and be happy. Give up your attachments to the outcomes of your action and be happy. So, the nature of happiness and the way to attain happiness is quite simple. It is just about practicing this. The 14th chapter, The Fool. By nature, my mind is empty. Even in sleep, I am awake. I think of things without thinking. All my impressions of the world have dissolved. My desires have melted away. So what do I care for money or thieving senses, for friends or knowledge or holy books? Liberation, bondage, what are they to me? What do I care for freedom? For I have known God, the infinite self, the witness of all things. Without, a fool. Within, free of thought. I do as I please, and only those like me understand my ways. Chapter 15, The Clear Space of Awareness. The man who is pure of heart is bound to fulfill himself in whatever way he is taught. A worldly man seeks all his life, but is still bewildered. Detached from the senses, you are free. Attached, you are bound. When this is understood, you may live as you please. When this is understood, the man who is bright and busy and full of fine words falls silent. He does nothing, he is still. No wonder those who wish to enjoy the world shun this understanding. You are not your body. Your body is not you. You are not the doer. You are not the enjoyer. You are pure awareness, the witness of all things. You are without expectation, free. Wherever you go, be happy. Desire and aversion are of the mind. The mind is never yours. You are free of its turmoil. You are awareness itself, never changing. Wherever you go, be happy. For see, the self is in all beings and all beings are in the self. Know you are free. Free of I, free of mine. Be happy. In you the worlds arise like waves in the sea. It is true, you are awareness itself. See for yourself from the fever of the world. Have faith, my child, have faith. Do not be bewildered, for you are beyond all things, the heart of all knowing. You are the self, you are God. The body is confined by its natural properties. It comes, it lingers a while, it goes. But the self neither comes nor goes. So why grieve for the body? If the body lasted till the end of time or vanished today, what would you win or lose? You are pure awareness. You are the endless sea, in whom all the worlds like waves naturally rise and fall. You have nothing to win, nothing to lose. Child, you are pure awareness, nothing less. You are the world. You and the world are one. So who are you to think you can hold on to it or let it go? How could you? You are the clear space of awareness, pure and still, in whom there is no birth, no activity, no I. You are one and the same. You cannot change or die. You are in whatever you see. You alone. Just as bracelets and bangles and dancing anklets are all of the same gold. I am not this. I am he. Give up such distinctions. Know that everything is the self. Rid yourself of all purpose and be happy. The world only arises from ignorance. You alone are real. There is no one, not even God, separate from yourself. You are pure awareness. The world is an illusion, nothing more. When you understand this fully, desire falls away. You find peace. For indeed, there is nothing. In the ocean of being, there is only one. There was and there will be only one. You are already fulfilled. How can you be bound or free? Wherever you go, be happy. Never upset your mind with yes and no. Be quiet and you are awareness itself. Live in the happiness of your own nature, which is happiness itself. What is the use of thinking? Once and for all, give up meditation. Hold nothing in your mind. You are the self and you are free. So this was a reading from chapter 11 to 15. I hope you have found some value in it. And if you want to pursue the teachings of Vedanta with a community of like-minded people, then check out the Advaita Conscious Society through the link in the description.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community come learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.